is your job title?
I'm president and owner of Catalyst Construction.
I'm a project superintendent, so what that would be to you guys would be I'm the guy in the trailer, on the side, kind of orchestrating everything behind the scenes, scheduling, coordinating.
How did you get interested in this job?
So for me, I graduated from the high school here in 95. And I took all the classes that were related to woods and metals, and I always just really liked the construction side of things. And knew I was so I went to Milwaukee School of Engineering, but I really wanted to get a job kind of in the trades. And so I actually, my first job out of school was the original expansion, like in 90, or the one of the expansions in 96. So I got a chance, we put the addition on the front, we did the gymnasium, some of the additions to the gymnasium. And so it was really a hands-on experience for me to be able to come back to the school that that I went to. It was really cool.
Before you get to John here, when you told me over the phone that you don't know if you would have went into this field if they hadn't done the renovation, are you talking about your chance to work or your chance to take classes downstairs with some of the tech ed teachers?
Yeah, so both, really. I mean, Kiso.
Mr. Kiso? He's retired.
My favorite teacher though, and he really got me interested in the trades. And then another teacher, I guess, administrator, John Raver, is the one who connected me with Voss Jorgensen Schuler. That was the company at the time. And I didn't know that I really want. I actually thought when I was graduating from high school, I wanted to just go right into the trades. I wasn't planning on maybe even going to college. And so with Mr. Raver, he encouraged me to go to MSOE and check it out, and then hooked me up with this job. And candidly, I would never have, in 2004, I started Catalyst. Had I not gone to college, had I not done some of these things, I would never have been able to do that. So it was really encouragement, I think, through the trades programs here, and then relationships with just administration and teachers here. And I'll also say the other thing that was, for me, was very beneficial was sports. I really found my ability to do business was impacted a lot by like Coach Evie and things like that, where just how you interact with people, how you deal with diversity, work-life balance, all those things that you have to manage when you're doing sports among school, and that could apply to band or other things. But that was a big deal for me. I felt like I could read people a little bit better just because of that.
You mentioned that maybe you were going to go into the trades on the job, but then you decided to go to MSOE, get a little schooling before that, and others seem to go, on the job right away. I mean, what seemed to work best for you to understand your particular job set, I guess, or skill set?
I think if you want to be in the office, if you want to be in the office side of things, so in construction, we break it into, there's the field and the office. The office is doing more of the paperwork, selling work, kind of getting it organized from a paperwork perspective, lining up the trade, the other, because a job is made up usually of like 40 different subcontractors. And so the person in the office kind of lines up contracts and does all the paperwork related to it. And then John takes that and makes it actually happen, then organizes it in the field, getting that work done. If you want to be in the office side of things, you can get there by going through the field route. But it usually takes longer and it's harder to get there. So if you want to be on the office side, you really need to go to college on it if you want to get there quickly. I will say this, working on the Slinger expansion for a couple of years, without a doubt, I learned more in the field, though, than I ever did at MSOE. What I learned at MSOE is maybe more some of the reason behind things, and I'm not downplaying going to college, as I think it was really important for me, but I will tell you, hands-on learning, nothing beats that.
Kind of to go along with that, the hands-on stuff, learning how to build, learning how everything goes together, is definitely something I picked most of my stuff up in the field. But I guess in hindsight, I guess where I lack and struggle is some of the things, some of the processing programs, the scheduling programs, the software, the computer end of things, which...
You learn in the classroom.
What you're going to learn in the classroom.
Yeah.
So there's definitely.
That's why, like, when you end up pairing people like John and I together, because we build off. John's very more technical and can get things done in the field, where that's not necessarily my strength, and I can take care of the paperwork and those office components.